Welcome to a special edition of Dauber Prospects Radio. I'm your host, Peter Harling. My co-host, Paul Zenwanbag, can't be with us today. So this is going to be just a special edition, a short, just the interview. We do a lot of talk about fantasy hockey prospects and then a lot of emphasis on players that are NHL draft eligible. And we're pleased to be joined right now by a Finnish prospect scout, Marco Bombino, to tell us a little bit more about some of the players we don't get to see very easily because they're playing in Europe, and Paul and I both live in Canada. So first of all, I'd like to say thank you to Marco for joining us. Marco, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
All right, it's really great to have you on. Marco's a previous writer for Dauber Prospects. He's now currently writing for McKean's Hockey, Finnish Prospects, and his own site, Finnish Junior Hockey. You can follow Marco on Twitter at Marco_Bombino. And you can find that a link to his Twitter account in the show notes for this. So Marco, let's get right to it. Let's talk about some of the Finnish prospects for the NHL 2018 draft. The player I want to start with is probably the highest ranked player. That's defenseman Miro Heiskanen. A lot of these players, if I'm pronouncing any of their names right, please correct me. But Miro Heiskanen, defenseman from Finland. He's the highest ranked Finnish prospect on our rankings. We have him rated 6th overall. What can you tell me about Heiskanen, and how has he been able to move up the draft rankings as high as he has this year?
Well, I think that on many nights he was the best player on his team, in the men's league, and he was excellent also at the under-18 World Championship. I thought that he was the leader on the Finnish team. I think that he's been able to improve each year, and his skating has improved. He has also got bigger and stronger. And just overall, he's a really smart player. Really sees the ice. He can make really, really, really great plays with the puck. And I just think that he's been able to play really well in the men's league, and that's been a key for the fact that he's been able to move up in the rankings.
Yeah, he's playing in Liiga, which is the Finnish pro men's league. It's the highest level of hockey in Finland, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. And is what's his contract status? Is he looks to be committed to play there again next year?
Yes, I think that he will continue to play for the team if he doesn't get an NHL contract and make the NHL team, which drafts him this year. I think from what I have heard, I think that he's going to continue in Finland, very likely.
Okay, so you wouldn't think that he'd be a candidate for like the CHL import draft, or he's no interest in college hockey, NCAA. It's NHL or Finland for him.
Yeah, I think so. I think that the best place for him to develop is the Finnish league if he doesn't make an NHL team next season.
Okay, so we've got some profiles on the site for him, but as I mentioned before, we don't get a lot of first-hand viewings. So what would you say would be a good comparable player for him, for people who are scouting for their fantasy drafts coming up and they're thinking about drafting this kid, but they've never seen him play, but they read all kinds of good things? What kind of an NHL player do you see him projecting to be?
Well, I think one player would be probably Duncan Keith. I think Heiskanen is pretty similar. He's very smart and really sees the ice well. And he's very smart defensively too. He angles opponents effectively and uses his stick well to interrupt plays. I think Duncan Keith would be a good comparison for him.
Okay, so Duncan Keith is a great fantasy player because he does a little bit of everything very well. He creates offense. He's a physical player, so he delivers some hits and some blocks. Do you see Heiskanen being like a multi-cat defenseman? Like not like Radko Gudas, crazy hits and blocks, but a relevant amount of peripheral stat categories?
Well, I don't think that Heiskanen will be a player that will make some rushing hits, but he will get stronger, I think, and will be able to compete against some pretty tough players, and he's very smart, which is the key for him right now in his game. He doesn't make too many mistakes, and he reads the game very well.
Yeah, that's my understanding of what kind of player he is, that he's very smart and he's a very good skater. And the last time I checked, those are the two most important commodities for playing in the NHL right now. So you'd say those are attributes that he excels at, skating and smarts?
Yeah, I think those are the most impressive things about his game. He's really smooth and effortless on his skates. And he's skating in all directions is very good.
Okay. So we have him rated sixth overall. Would you say that he's a really legit candidate to be the first overall, or maybe, yes, absolutely the first overall? Where would you, out of defense, not overall in the draft, like the first defenseman pick, would you rank him the top D?
I think I would rank him the top defenseman in the draft, and I think he will be drafted probably third overall after Hischier and Patrick. I think he could be there for Dallas Stars.
Yeah, I think they could use another defense prospect. They've graduated a bunch, so they're a little depleted in the prospect ranks. Okay, so let's switch gears and let's talk about a forward. Christian Vesalainen he's a really interesting prospect. This is a guy that was ranked pretty highly at the start of the year. He had a decent showing at the Hlinka tournament, 5 games. We didn't have any points there. And then he's jumped around a little bit in different leagues. He played in the SHL, he's played in Liga, he's played in some junior leagues. And then he finished the year really, really strongly at the U18s for Finland. So this is a player that's he's a winger. He's got size. He can score. But his season has been really inconsistent. And when you're just looking at the stats, it can be very confusing. So what can you tell me about Christian Vesalainen? Would the real Christian Vesalainen please stand up? Is he the guy we saw at the U18s, or is he the guy that had you know, one goal and 26 games in the SHL?
I think that Vesalainen is going to be a really good NHL player. There's no doubt about that. He did have a pretty tough year in the Swedish league, but I thought that he was better than his stats would show in the Finnish league. And I saw him for the first time, like when he was 13 years old. I thought that he had pretty much everything, but his skating wasn't that good. But he has really improved in that area. He's now he has much more speed and he can skate really well. So I think that he has a lot of skill for a big guy and he can skate. And so I think it's a good combination, and he's a really interesting player indeed, I think.
Okay, it's my understanding that a lot of the men's pro leagues in Europe, especially the KHL, you know, they'll have teenagers, 18-year-olds, 17-year-old players who are NHL draft eligible play in the men's league, and in a lot of cases they get really limited ice time. Was that the case with Vesalainen? Was he getting like minutes, just a few minutes a game, or was he playing top line?
In the Finnish league, he did receive a decent amount of ice time, but in the Swedish league, he didn't play a whole lot compared to what he did in the Finnish league. So I think that his ice time wasn't very, very good during the year, not at all times, but he's really talented, and I wouldn't mind really using a first round pick on him this year.
Yeah, we have him ranked 13th overall. Where would you project him overall?
I think he could go in the early 15, but it might be a bit too high. So maybe in the 15 to 20, I think that would be a pretty good guess.
Okay, and so for our listeners who have never seen this kid play, what would be a player you would say he plays like?
I think he plays. I'm not really good with these comparisons. Really,
sure, it doesn't have to be a specific player, but maybe just like the style of game that he plays.
No, he plays. He can play a really skilled game, but he's also physically strong. He can finish his checks. He does it pretty consistently, and he has a great shot. He has a quick release and good power on it. He can score goals, and he, like I mentioned, his skating is really good right now. It has improved significantly. So I think he's got some really good power forward potential.
Hey, he's also committed to play another season in Finland next year, right? With Laga or HPK,
yes.
I should say.
Yes, he will play with HPK in Finland. That's unless he doesn't get an NHL deal, he will play. He'll play with HPK next year.
Yeah, but if he got an NHL contract, it sounds like it would be the sort of the similar situation as to what he had in Sweden, where he's playing, you know, the lower end of the minutes and not getting a lot of ice time. So it would probably be best for his development to play in Finland again next year. And so with that being said, how long do you think it would take before he does make it to the NHL? Because he does have pro experience. He is playing pro hockey and he's a big kid. He's 6 foot, I think he's 6'3", 200 plus pounds. So he's got NHL frame. If the skating is already there, it just needs a little bit more time to develop in Finland, do you think?
Yeah, I think he needs some more time to improve his game, but I don't think it will take very, very long for him to make it to the NHL. I think he could be there in 2 or 3 years already.
All right. So that's two down. Let's move on and talk about Vakanainen. We have him ranked 23rd overall. What's your scouting report on him?
Well, I think he's a very complete defenseman right now. He can move well for his size. He's got physicality. He will play a physical game, and his shot is also pretty good. He can fire some good wrister from the point, and he has some puck skills too. He can make plays. And his offensive game improved really well during the past season. He started to look more comfortable in the men's league, in the Finnish Elite League. And I thought he also played well in the under-18 World Championship. And I think the ranking for him sounds good. I think he will be a first-round pick.
Yeah, okay. So again, what's a player style that he plays like? Does he have, you know, for fantasy terms, would you say that he's going to be a player that's going to be able to trade a lot of transition, rack up the assists by moving the puck up the ice, or is he more of a stay-at-home defenseman?
I think he could be a bit of both because he's got the ability to move the puck. He can make nice outlet passes out of the zone, but he can also be a responsible player defensively. So I think he's probably going to be more of a two-way guy.
Okay, so he's got decent size too. He's about 6 feet, 190 pounds. Does he have a physical element to his game? Is he going to be a bit of a body checker? Does he block shots at all?
Yeah, I thought that he was pretty physical in the Finnish league, and he does block some shots. But I thought that his positioning was really good in the defensive zone. His commitment was good also. So I didn't see a player that will be an overly physical player, but he doesn't really like back up from battles either.
Right. Okay. He's also been drafted in the import draft last year. He was a first round pick by the Windsor Spitfires. And he's also been drafted in the USHL entry draft from 2015, but he is playing in Liga right now, or he did last season. It looks Elite Prospects has him down as committed to next year. Is he under contract to play there, or is there any chance that he could come and start his North American adaptation next year?
Well, it doesn't seem very likely. He signed a one-year contract with Saipa in the league, and it seems very likely he will play there. You never know, but I think it would be best for his development playing in the men's league.
Right, that makes sense. So it's a one-year deal. So then after that, he could look at coming across, depending on where he's at that point, I suppose, huh?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. What would you say would be the biggest development need for Vakanainen? Am I saying his name right, Urho Vakanainen?
Yeah, it's good.
Nice.
Well, I think he's pretty good at everything, I think, but I think he could use his offensive game. His offensive game could use some improvement. He's very smart with the puck, but I think he could use his ability to move the puck and play a bit more. How would I say? Like, just use his strengths to his advantage. And I think he's pretty solid, but he could improve his offensive game a little bit.
Okay, let's talk about another defenseman, Robin Salo. Have you had a chance to see much of him play?
Yes, I saw him play several times. He plays for sport in the league.
Okay.
And I think that Salo is a pretty good, more of a defensive defenseman. I think he has a real strong stick, and he can break up plays very well. And he's also pretty good offensively. He can make some nice passes out of the zone, and he's got some vision. But the biggest improvement for him is going to be that he can just improve his skating. He's not really a very smooth skater, and I think that will be a key for him.
Hmm. Yeah, one of our San Jose Sharks writers, Zach Devine, he's a real big fan of this kid. He didn't make our ranking for the first round, but he did at the earlier point in the season make our fantasy ranking, the draft prospects. So where do you see Salo going in the NHL draft? And do you think he has a higher fantasy value than he does like a regular hockey or NHL value?
I think Salo will be more of a second or third round pick, and because I think that his skating will need to get much better, and but it will likely get better. But he's got pretty good size, and he's really smart defensively, but I don't see a too high offensive ceiling for him, but he's pretty good already in the men's league, which is good.
Yeah, I'm just looking at his stats here on Elite Prospects. In 54 games with Sport, he had one goal and 16 points. So it's a nice assist total, but just the one goal, huh? So he's more of a stay back, guard the net kind of defenseman than he is. Does he have any ability to run a power play, or does he make a lot of, you know, join the rush or transition offense?
Yeah, I did see offensive ability from him as well. He does have the ability to join the offense, and he does have actually a pretty decent shot. So it was kind of surprising for me also to see that he only had one goal, and he did use his shot pretty well. And
okay, and he's under contract to play in Finland again next year. Is this another player that's likely to stay in Finland? Because he's been drafted last summer as well by the London Knights in the import draft. So they have this super ability to recruit players and entice them to come over. Is there any chance we could see Salo in North America?
Well, I think there's a possibility, but he was already so good in the Liga that I think he's likely going to keep playing there. But yeah, I know that the Spitfires do have acquired some pretty good players over the years from Europe.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's another player down. Let's talk about a goalie. So this draft has got a lot of interesting goalies, I think. And the draft overall gets a pretty poor reputation. A lot of people are dismissing as a terrible draft. And personally, I don't think that's the case. I think there's a lot of good players in here, just no generational superstars. And as far as goalies go, there's a bunch of goalies that I'm really interested in. And I think there's some potential future starting goalies. And one that I read a lot of good things on, and I've not really ever seen him play, and I'm going to say this name wrong, is Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Is that right?
Yeah, that was right.
Oh my God. Okay, so this is a pretty big goalie. He's 6 foot four, 196 pounds. That is the current model for goaltending in the NHL standards these days. Aside from being big and a goalie, what can you tell me about him?
Well, he's really mobile, and he really moves well laterally. And when I saw him in the under 20s, I thought his rebound control was really good, and he has good reflexes, and he can make some pretty acrobatic saves. I thought he was really the best Finnish goalie for this year's draft.
Yeah, and he's playing pro hockey as well in the Liga. Or at least he's, no, I'm sorry, he's not. He's under contract for HBK next season.
Yes, he will likely play in the men's league next year, but this past season he was in the juniors.
All right. And he had a little bit of international experience too. He played at the U18s, and he had some pretty good numbers there too. So goalies typically take a little bit longer to develop than some other positions. Would you say that's going to be the case with this guy, or can you see him, because he's already got great size and skates really well, you said, you think he could maybe be less than 5 years before he makes it to the NHL?
Yes, for sure. I think with his size and with his strong skating ability and really poised too, I think he could be in the NHL sooner than in 5 years. He's really going to be an excellent NHL goalie.
Yeah, he's ranked number one by NHL Central Scouting for European goalies. Is that where you have him as well?
Yeah, I think he's I think it's pretty clearly the best goalie in Europe for the draft. I haven't seen exactly all the other goalies, but he was really impressive in the juniors, and I thought he was also good in the under 18s.
Yeah. All right. Where do you project him going in the draft in Chicago this coming June?
I think the second round is most likely for him. I don't think he's probably not going to be a first rounder, but second round would be my best guess.
Yeah, and as far as player comparisons go, I mean, the obvious one, it seems to me, he's big, he's Finnish, he's very agile. Would you say that he plays a little bit like Nashville's goalie?
Yeah, I think actually he's similar in style to Pekka Rinne. I think they're similar goalies with the athletic ability, and they're both really good skaters.
Yeah, that's a pretty good comparison. People who have owned Pekka Rinne in their fantasy pools for the last couple of years have really enjoyed that. He puts up a lot of wins. So I guess a lot of it would have to do with the team that drafts him too, I suppose, though, right? I mean, Nashville's had a very good team for a long time, and they've played some really good defense in front of him, and he's had some all-star defensemen playing for him. So would you say that that's something that Luukkonen would probably need as well, like most goalies?
Yeah, I think a strong defense would be important for him. But I think that he's got the ability to make some impressive saves, really acrobatic saves. So, of course, it would be important to have a strong defense in front of him.
Okay. So one last player, and then I'll let you go. Jani Ikonen is another player I'd like to learn a little bit about. I was impressed with what I saw from him at the U18s recently. He put up 8 points in 7 games. He played all over as well last year, too. He has some games in the SHL and then junior hockey in Sweden, the Super Elite with Frölunda. He's committed to play there again next year by the looks of it. So first of all, I guess, what kind of player is Jani Ikonen in your viewings of him, and what can you tell me about him?
I think he's really skilled and fast. He has some magical skill with the puck. He's creative, but I also like his commitment to play the defense. He seems to be tenacious without the puck. I think there are a lot of positives about his game. He's going to be an interesting player for the draft. He's a good skater too, and he made a lot of plays in the under 18s, and he was very impressive.
Yeah, I'm looking at his stats, and I noticed that he had slightly more goals for Frölunda in the 40 games he played than he had assists. He had 22 goals and 19 assists. So is he a bit of a sniper or a shoot first player, or what could we expect if he makes it to the NHL?
I think you can expect both goals and assists from him. He has a great shot. He can shoot in stride, and the shot is accurate, but he's also a very good playmaker, and he makes some nice timely passes in the offensive zone. I think he's probably still more of a playmaker, but he can also score goals.
Okay. Now, we didn't have him ranked on either of our draft rankings for the draft, just the straight out draft rankings or the fantasy rankings. Future Considerations ranked him 91st overall, and NHL Central Scouting has him 17th overall for European skaters. So is this a player that you would say would be a surefire player to get drafted in the draft this summer, or... And if so, what round territory do you see him going?
I see him being drafted. Certainly, he's going to be drafted, and I think probably second round is likely. He's really talented, and I think he's going to be probably a steal for some team if he falls in the draft.
Okay. He's also looks like he's a little bit of an undersized player. His tail of the tape is 5'10", 168 pounds. That's pretty slender. Not a lot of weight there. Does he play an aggressive style at all? Does he compete hard for pucks, or is he hard to knock off the puck?
Yes, he's actually pretty strong on his skates, and he battles hard in every shift. I thought he was really competitive, and he seemed to have the drive to succeed also on the defensive side. I think that he's also strong defensively, and he does some good work without the puck.
All right. Where do you see him playing next year? Could he play pro full time next year in Finland, or is there any chance you see him coming to North America as maybe an import draft player?
I think he could be drafted in the import draft, but most likely I think he's going to play in Sweden next year too. But it's pretty difficult to say, but he could be drafted to the CHL.
Yeah, it looks like he certainly has the skill to play. It might just be a matter of adding some strength and some size to that small frame. But more and more these days, if you can play in the NHL and you've got the skill and the speed and the smarts and the skating, and it sounds like Ekinen checks off all those boxes, huh?
Yes, for sure. He has the skating ability and the puck skills and vision to play in the NHL. He will need to get longer and add an extra muscle, but I think he's going to be a good NHL player.
Would you say the wait time on him might be a few more years because of his size, or do you think his skill level is like NHL ready now and he could be over sooner than later?
I think it will take a few more years for him before he's ready to play in the NHL. But like I said, the skill is there, and he's got what it takes to be a strong NHL center.
All right, that is some really great insight and analysis on players that Paul and I don't get to see. So I really appreciate your time, Marco, and coming on the podcast and bringing some Finnish flavor to the show. So again, let's just remind our readers where they can find you. Your Twitter handle is Marco Bombino, and we can find your writing on McKean's and Finnish junior hockey. Your website. Tell us about your website.
Yeah, it's finnishjuniorhockey.com.
And it focuses on prospects. It has scouting reports. And is there a membership or anything like that for it?
Oh, there's no membership, and it focuses, yes, on the Finnish prospects, also a bit with younger players, like from the 2000 and 2001 age group. There are some scouting reports on those players too.
Right. That is some really good stuff, man. Thanks very much for your time, Marco, and we'll be talking to you later.
Thank you very much. And also to remind everyone that our draft guide at McKean's Hockey will be published at the beginning of June. So there will be more information on Finnish prospects there too.
Cool. Are you doing anything further for the yearbook as well?
Yeah, I've written kind of one article about the Finnish prospects.
Nice. I'll be contributing to the yearbook again this year as well. So I second the endorsement of looking for the McKean's yearbook. It's a great website, and we had Gus on our very first show, and he's a very big part of McKean's hockey. So we're double dipping on the McKean's, getting you on the show. So thanks again, Marco, and we'll talk to you there. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, so that's a wrap for this special edition episode of Dobber Prospects Radio, talking all things Finnish prospects for the 2018 NHL Draft from Finland with our special guest, Marco Bambino. I'd like to also thank you, the listener, for tuning in and catching our show. If you haven't already, you can subscribe to us on iTunes or any of your favorite podcasting sources. Please also feel free to give us a 5-star review. We ask every episode, and it really helps out a lot with making our show accessible and discoverable for everyone else looking for great hockey talk. I'd like to thank our guest, Marco Bambino. You can follow him on Twitter at @MARCO_BOMBINO for enlightening us on some players who we don't get to see very often in Finland. You should also follow us on Twitter at @DPR_show. And then Paul and I can be found on Twitter as well at Zwambag, ZWAMBAG, and at Farling, PHARLING. Until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the ring.